It's been almost a week now since the tornado swept through the city of Springfield, but most of the city's south end remains blocked off from car and pedestrian traffic. And some people are now worrying about air quality in the area, as Ann Mostu of member station WFCR reports.
Old buildings containing asbestos and lead paint crumbled to the ground in last week's disaster, and some badly damaged buildings are being demolished now. State environmental officials are just beginning to test the air to see what's floating around.
Right now, it really is doing the analysis. I mean, we don't have any concrete information, but we do know that debris is flying.
Helen Calton-Harris is director of the Division of Health and Human Services in Springfield. She's asking residents with respiratory diseases such as asthma to avoid the downtown area, and she says the heat and tree pollen could exacerbate breathing problems. People are returning to work in the undamaged buildings. Jessica Crevier is the director of a nonprofit on Main Street, and she's cleaning up glass from her shattered office window. She says air quality is one of many things on her mind right now.
We have no idea what went up into the air when buildings collapsed and with roofs caved in and how that will affect us long term. But I think that there's a lot more damage than we know even at this point, and we'll be rebuilding and seeing the effects of this for a long time.
Other people interviewed on the street say they aren't concerned about the air since there's no visible dust and are hoping tests will yield results soon. For WBUR, I'm Ann Mostu.